Time for this week's recipe roundup. This might sound a little weird to some of you, but I swear it is really great. Coffee rubbed meat. I read about it last weekend, and since then I've already used it 3 times on London broil, and I just think it is one of my favorite. I don't eat a lot of sugar, so that cuts out a lot of barbecue sauces and marinades that have a lot of sugar in them. This is a great rub. It doesn't have any sugar in it, other than maybe some trace amounts from just coffee itself. You can probably use this for really any type of meat rub. I've only used it on beef so far, and I wouldn't recommend using it for ground meat. It might get a little weird unless you're doing kind of a Texas-style hamburger where you don't put any seasoning on the inside and you just put seasoning on the outside. I might have to try that later today, but this is how I recommend doing it. If you're not into grilling, that's fine. I'm sure you can have great results with this rub in an oven or on a stove. Probably oven better. But if you have any chance of grilling with this rub, that's, I swear, the best way to experience it. Okay, so for your ingredients, and once again, as I said, I've been doing this with a piece of flank steak as a London broil, so that's how I'm going to describe doing that. But you can just take the rub recipe and use it for whatever cooking that you would like. So for your meat, I've been using that 2 to 3 pounds flank cut for London broil. But then as far as your actual rub ingredients go, you're going to need 2 teaspoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of finely ground coffee, 3 teaspoons of black pepper, 2 teaspoons of Old Bay or any other Creole seasoning, and then 1 teaspoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, or you can also use 1 clove of fresh garlic crushed, and a splash of apple cider vinegar. So this is one that you're going to need to plan ahead. The meat with this rub will need at least 3 hours of marinating time in the fridge before you cook it. If you do have more time, it's really spectacular to do it about like a 24-hour rest between the time that you rub it. But really, you only need 3 hours to get some of those flavors in. You're going to start by taking your piece of meat and rubbing the salt into it, and then set it aside for a few minutes as you make the rest of the rub. In a small bowl, mix coffee, pepper, Creole seasoning, chili powder, and garlic powder until they are fairly evenly mixed together. And then in small increments, you're going to add some apple cider vinegar. And you're going to do this until you have a very workable paste that's easily spreadable on top of the meat. Once you've spread it all over the meat and kind of give it a little massage, you're going to place that meat on a clean plate, cover it, and refrigerate until 1 hour before cooking. The reason you want to take it out 1 hour before you plan on cooking it, especially if you're grilling it, is so that the flesh and the meat itself can become a little more evenly tempered throughout the piece of meat, so you don't have a really cold inside that's trying to be cooked from the outside by the grill. If you just let it sit, I would say let it sit covered for 1 hour outside of the fridge before you cook it. And then if you're using it on the grill, sear each side of it. You put it on the hot grill so that it can at least get a few grill marks on it and nice and cooked on the outside. And then I usually move it to an area of the grill that's not over direct flame or over direct heat, but you're still getting that nice like oven broil effect once you close the grill. And it doesn't take very long to cook at all, especially if you're not a fan of well-done meat. So definitely keep checking it. If you're not used to grilling meat, use a meat thermometer and cook it to your liking. Once you've cooked it, once it's all done, you're going to let it rest for at least 10 minutes. If you cut it before then all the juices will come out and it will dry up pretty quickly, but at least 10 minutes will give it some time to relax into its new cooked state. After that, you're just going to cut it into short pieces at an angle. And man, I tell you, it is really great. So if any of you try that, you can find the full recipe as well as this recording up on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org under special features. There's an area with a recipe roundup. This is our 18th recipe for recipe roundup. So all of the recipes are up there. If you ever do any of those recipe roundups, whether it's this week's or one from the past, and you would like to share your results, please email me at sage@amrmail.org. And I would love to hear from you guys, whether they worked for you or not. If you added something different, that's great. I love to hear things like that. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.